Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Woestling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Woestling out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrell, and towards Hodapp, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Johnson moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Woestling. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill fires to first and has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Woestling, who tags Sewell for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woestling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Fonseca moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. There goes Morgan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice bunts for a single. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morgan. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Rice moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rice scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Heilman moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Alexander, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woestling strikes out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca is hit by the pitch. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morgan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Eddie Phillips. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrave for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a line drive towards left. Johnson chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Sewell scores. Sewell moves to third. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Farrell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Farrell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Woostling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Yats Woostling. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Adde pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Emil Adde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adde hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.